6:45, Dr. Kevin Most will give us the medical side in a second. But first, Doc, we wanted to thank everybody at Sunshine Through Golf for having us out last Thursday.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
I lost.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
I lost, and I'm actually, I've got to make that contribution. Doc and I had a $100 bet for the cause, and I lost by 2 strokes. And so I'm gonna throw another 100 on Doc's total at the website. Check this out, sunshinethroughgolf.org.
.org.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. And they are a part of what? Is that the CDGA's arm?
CDGA's. Yep. CDGA's foundation.
So that's the Chicago District Golf Association. And again, their mission is to provide opportunities for special needs folks and people with that need special assistance to be able to play golf.
We had a fun time. It was a fun little marathon.
Yeah. It's a good thing. It's a very good thing. What else did you want to add, Doc? The people where we played.
Oh, the Troys. Ziggy Troys, with Tim and Dennis Troy were absolute gentlemen to come out and say hello to us and make sure we had a great time. My brother Brad had a lot of laughs, so it was always fun. It's a good time out there.
And the thing about the Ziggy Troy place, right there on 75th, what's the town?
It's Woodridge.
Woodridge, right, yeah.
In Woodridge, that driving range, the owner of Ziggy Troy told me that driving range went in because when they originally did Cog Hill, they didn't have a range.
Oh. Yeah.
So Cog Hill's, 10, 15 minutes away from there?
Yeah.
So you could warm up on your way to Cog Hill.
There you go.
You go hit some balls, jump in a car, and go over to Cog.
It's a great little executive course. There's miniature golf, too, for your family.
Yeah, really nice folks, too.
I went to the driving range and hit some balls afterwards.
Yeah, I saw you working on your game.
I needed to.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I saw you working on your game, Doc Most, Brother Brad working on your game. Who got in the car and left? Me. Yeah, me. Probably led to me shooting 85 on Saturday again. They call me Steve Trunk Slammer Cochran. But anyway, thanks to everybody involved. So you can still donate, right, Doc?
Oh, yeah. You can donate all the way up through May 20th. And Ziggy Troy is a great place. If you have kids, bring them out there. I mean, you could bring a little kid out there and just, get them hooked on golf early. But, May 20th, I think, is the actual event. And we set the bar. And it's a great event. And think about it. Throw the cost of a sleeve of balls and make a donation under my name so I can beat both Andre and Steve would be great.
That's really what it's all about.
Go, right?
I think you just got another $100 lead. Stand by. Medical news of note and stuff we need to talk about this time of year in particular in a moment. But first, let's go to your traffic trouble spots. Mary's back with that. And this is sponsored by Northwestern Medicine Impact every day as well. By the way, Mary, again, the text question is on. So what I don't want to hear my pilot say over the speaker on the airplane.
Woke up after midnight, both my neck and arms were sore.
Dr. Kevin Most, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, Impact every day.
On my upper lip, there's a growth I've never seen before. And I wish that there was someone I could call. The WGN Hotline. I have edema on my thigh, pink stuff in my eye, and I need you now.
Got some troubles here in the studio this morning, Doc, before we get to National Nurses Week. And thank you to all the nurses out there. We got allergy problems, and Sandberg and Dave Ennett are suffering this morning. Suffering, I tell you, suffering. See, they're suffering so much they can barely talk.
Well, I do feel a little kind of scratchy. And
that's not what you're saying off the air. You were whining like a little girl off the air. You were suffering.
That wasn't me.
His wife was complaining to him about his allergies.
Yeah, but you're bad too, right?
Oh, I'm terrible. I told you I took a Benadryl, and so if I was yawning during the show, it wasn't a reflection on your content.
Yeah, it's a good producer who tries to sell that one to me.
They both sound a little nasally, both of you guys.
So what is it, Doc? Why is the allergy thing so bad right now?
Oh, it's trees. Every tree in the world is popping right now, so tree pollen is everywhere. You kind of even see it on the top of your cars. And if you're outside, and a lot of people were this weekend, you were going to get it. It's the weather was nice enough to be out, and you're going to just be exposed to it more. So Mary, instead of the Benadryl, you might try Allegra or Zyrtec, one of the non-sedating ones, unless you want to sleep through the show. Then continue with the Benadryl, because that would be perfect.
You're fine if she does this off as soon as this segment's over.
Yep, that's right.
And what about Dave? Should Dave be drinking?
Yes, Dave, drink fluids, plenty of fluids.
Well, or should I just go home?
No.
Oh, yeah, you can
no.
take the rest of the week off.
Oh, allergies. Thanks, Doc.
Yep. Yeah. Yep, I'll write you a note.
And so if you're suffering from allergies,
it's all took.
If you're suffering from, you guys know you would never leave this show. You're
no.
having too much fun at this hour. If you're suffering from allergies, you're not alone. The trees are popping. It's just that simple. All right. National Nurses Week. Nurses are great. We love them. And that's not a half-hearted compliment. That's an absolute fact.
It really is. You know, this is Nurses Week. It starts, it ends on Florence Nightingale's birthday. So it's the same week every year. It might start on a Wednesday, whatever day, you know, it starts. It always starts on the 5th and ends on the 12th. But, you know, this is the time to really, you know, take a moment and say thanks. You know, we all probably know a nurse. They live in our neighborhood. They go to our churches. They go to the stores. But it's a chance to say thanks because they just do amazing clinical things, and they go beyond that. But great minds, great compassion, great communication skills, and without them, we would be in a terrible place. I always say, doctors write orders, nurses deliver care, and they're phenomenal. And I can tell you, we love them and cherish them here at CDH.
And what's a good way to say thank you to a nurse? Just say thank you, I suppose.
Yeah, say thank you. You know what? And you know what? I put down, hey, you know, if you're in line at Starbucks and you turn around and there's a nurse behind you, buy her a coffee.
Yeah, that's a good call.
You know, yeah, just one of those special things, just to say thanks and to acknowledge them. They, you know, just to acknowledge them, I think, is going to bring a smile to their face.
We are getting into summer, and once we get to summer, you love to talk sunblock. About, I don't know, was it a year and a half ago? You hooked me up with a dermatologist to check out a spot on my bald head. And they did a biopsy and found out it was nothing, but it's something that I have to keep monitoring, and I'm probably due for a checkup again, because skin cancer is deadly.
It is, you know, and May happens to be Skin Cancer Awareness Month, so everyone should be aware of it. And you think, gosh, why May? And it really makes a lot of sense. You know, the American Academy of Dermatology says, all right, let's get people thinking about this early on, because they go out in the sun now and they're not thinking about sunblock. They're thinking, oh, the sun's not that bright, and let me get my base tan and all those crazy things that we think. So really, this is the month to be aware of it and to figure out what you're going to do all summer. And to be educated a little bit, because it is a very deadly disease that we sometimes don't think about.
So what are we looking for?
Well, the big things, you know, right now it's about prevention. If prevention and detection are the two things that we're going to push. Prevention, you know, wear the sunblock. You know, you saw Dr. Bhatia, great dermatologist. You know, he's a guy that tells you, you should be wearing sunblock in the middle of the winter.
Yeah, and in your car, because the car, the rays blasting through your windshield.
Yeah, and especially now with people with their sunroofs open, you know, hitting the top of the head, you know, we are getting exposed to a lot of sun. And sunblock is going to keep your skin healthy. So wearing the right sunblock and making sure that you reapply it, and it's very simple. If you don't want to do the math to try to figure it out, I always say take an SPF of between 30 and 50 and apply it every 2 hours, and you will get great protection. Make sure it's a wide-spectrum one that does UVA and UVB coverage. And if you do that and apply it every 2 hours, you're going to be fine. That's the prevention side. The detection side is very simple as well, and you should be able to tell me, Steve, what are the A, B, C, D, E's?
I do know these. Asymmetry.
Correct.
And asymmetry as opposed to symmetrical moles and spots.
Correct.
Melanomas are irregular, right?
Correct. A benign mole is often round or oval and very symmetric. Melanomas are very asymmetric and very irregular.
And the border is an irregular thing. It's not like a smooth circle or whatever. It's just kind of a goofy-looking border.
Correct. So don't, you know, smooth, round, you know, you can make clear delineation all the way around to the border. Boom. That's something that we're not overly concerned about. The ones that are irregular, that's another thing.
All right. The C is color, but I forgot what the color significance is. Just if it changes?
Well, if it changes, but also most moles, benign moles, are one color, a single color, where melanomas are often multiple colors and different shades of colors. You might have a blue, a brown, a black. So you'll see one that's not uniform in color. You'll see that it's irregular in color, and that's a concern.
The D is a diameter because the size matters, kids.
Absolutely. Bigger than a pencil eraser, we're very concerned. That's the one that, boy, get in to have that one looked at if it's any bigger than that.
And then E is for evolving, because if it changes, that means it's growing, and that's not what you want.
Correct. So if you have one that you're concerned about, and we all have iPhones now, take a picture of it, and then, you know, a little bit while later, take a picture of it. But the most important thing is anyone that you're concerned about, get in to see the dermatologist, let him take a look at it, and let him decide. You know, my brother Brad, we played golf with him, you know, what, a week before, he had just had a skin cancer removed from his chest. So, you know, it's something that we need to put back into the hands of doctors, although some of the screening can be done in your home to see if there's any ones that you have concerns about that's going to raise you to get to the doctor sooner.
Yeah, you spend any time outside, you just got to get checked, man. You got to get checked. And the full body check's a good time if you go to the... Oh, never mind. That was all out loud. And Dave, you had a thought on this?
Well, just a quick question. I threw a tube of sunscreen in my golf bag last summer. Now, do I need to throw that out and buy a new one, Doc, or is that still going to be okay?
Yeah, Dave, you know, I look at it and say it's $6.
It's worth it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Get a new one and, you know, make sure it's the right one. And the other thing is, you know, Dave, you probably grab one that they said, quote unquote, it's waterproof because you're going to wear it outside when you're playing golf. Even the waterproof ones, if it's hot and you're sweating, don't wait till the turn to throw a little bit more on your face and arms and on the back of your neck and on the top of your ears. You know, do that on the seventh hole. Do it on the sixth hole if you're hot and sweating. Or if you go into a pool and come out with a kid, you know, I don't care. I don't believe in waterproof. I say reapply every time they come out of the water.
Dave usually goes into the pool to look for the ball.
You know, yeah. Or the creek or the lake, yes.
Yes, and you know, and I've seen Doc most of this stuff. He's very serious about this, and he wants you to be as well. He has a caddy. The caddy has nothing to do with the clubs. Just every time Doc swings, the caddy puts more sunblock on him. Well, it's kind of like this industrial strength sprayer.
It's funny, Steve. You know, we went out and played nine holes with you guys, you know, last week. Both my brother Brad and I put it on before you guys got there. We're putting it on, and actually Dennis Troy walked up to us and, you know, and complimented us, saying, "Hey, good that you're doing that."
So, and that's an old school guy.
It is an old school guy. He's an Army vet. You know, yeah. He's a guy that's, yeah, tough it up.
That's what we said as a kid.
American Academy of Dermatology is a wonderful website, so aad.org. But more importantly for the general public, spotskincancer.org. It's put on by the American Academy of Dermatology. They do a phenomenal job of educating us on skin cancer.
And just keep in mind, this is, for any number of scientific reasons, a significant threat to women, and women need to be even more diligent about it than we all do.
Absolutely. More women, young females, very, very high rates of melanoma at that young age. And stay away from tanning beds. And girls, seriously, put on some sunblock. Healthy skin is actually white. Tan skin is actually damaged.
In other words, you look at Conan O'Brien, that's the healthiest man in America.
Yeah.
Jim Gaffigan, couldn't get healthier.
Yeah.
Pasty. Thanks, buddy.
You got to give your nurses a hug if it's appropriate.
I got to say, I didn't see that coming. Thank you, Northwestern Medicine Impact Every Day, and thank you, nurses, for everything you do all day. And you know I mean it. All right, we'll take a break. Come back. Get your news next, 720 WGN.
Leave your seatbelts on at all times.
Don't want to hear my pilot say that.
Okay.